If you pass by SUNY Plattsburgh's administration building Tuesday just after nightfall, you would have seen Plattsburgh Fire Department crews at the building. They were not responding to an emergency, but rather conducting night training with their new ladder truck. The city of Plattsburgh recently replaced an aerial truck that had been in service for 20 years. The Kehoe Building is one of the tallest buildings on the SUNY Plattsburgh campus. The fire department's ladder truck is not in service every day, and the college's high-rise structure is an opportune site for firefighters to train.
Someone from the left side or the right side of the building, you want to be able to hit both sides of the building.
Okay, so occupancy is one. Probably have low occupancy if we're over.
After discussing logistics, the crew begins to position the truck. Captain Corey Crahan explains what the firefighters will be doing.
There's a lot of things to think about with the placement of the truck, as far as being able to catch multiple sides with the bucket, thinking about rescue versus firefighting, and just basically the guys practicing their skills with operating the ladder. The fine motor skills to fine-tune it to get it to a window efficiently is actually a pretty difficult thing to do.
What's he doing there? Is that like a brake or a brace?
That's an outrigger. This comes out straight, and then it drops down, and the back end of the truck lifts right off the ground. So if you want to come back, I'll show you. It shows you its level, and then we pin the outriggers, and it's all set.
Once set, the firefighters start working with the aerial controls.
When we bring the ladder up to a window, if we're doing it for rescue, we don't ever bring it up to the window. We always bring it higher and then bring it down, because people will jump when they think they can jump into the bucket. So if we're bringing the ladder up to them, when they think they can jump, they're going to go. But if it's coming down from the top, they can't jump into it. So we get it down to them and then they step in it. But if there was a major fire in that window right there, we would bring it right up to the window, however we could get it there the best, and then we would flow the water.
Firefighters guide the bucket to the pavement, and Captain Crahan offers a ride to a nervous newspaper photographer and me up the 102-foot ladder.
Take us right up to a 70-degree angle and then put us out at 100 feet.
It gets a little bouncy sometimes when we get up to 100 feet, but don't worry, everything's fine.
You kind of have to get sea legs here.
Yeah, you do.
When you're using the hose, where is it?
Well, if you look off the front here, there's a deck gun. That puts out 2,000 gallons a minute. It's all controlled by these three buttons.
Oh, okay. Straight, right, left, fog?
Yep, so it opens up into a fog pattern or a straight stream. Brandon, why don't you go ahead and ladder a window for us? So this is the sixth floor right here. So as you can see, if we were going to rescue somebody, this is actually a pretty good location to do this. Brandon, bring us right into the fifth floor window. So if we're going to see how we're coming down, they can't jump into it. We could swing it in a little bit closer, and then we could take the person and get them into the bucket.
You're only a few inches.
We're only a few inches away from the window. Can try out the controls?
So what do you do?
So this is raise and lower.
Okay.
Left and right, extend and retract. Extend sends the ladder out, retract brings it back in.
So you need a gentle hand on that if you don't want to be bumping around. Well, she's afraid of heights, so to retract,
you pull the lock up.
Okay, and then
go ahead,
towards
pull
me?
Towards you, yep. Bring it right around to the right, and we'll go right back down to the parking lot where we were.
How's that?
Okay, right there.
Okay.
And then lower, that one there.
Ah.
Lift it up and push it forward. Nice and easy. There. And that's that.
Among the considerations firefighters must take into account when placing a ladder truck are whether it's being used for rescue or water delivery, the potential for building collapse and subsequent collapse zone, and overhead obstructions such as power lines. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.